dozens received a commemorative pin and proclamation, as well as a thank you from invited guests. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, in addition to saying thanks, said sorry for the often hostile receptions they may have received upon coming home, like the one her uncle got.
When he came back through the airport, he was told not to wear his uniform coming through the San Francisco airport because you would be spit on by another American who slept more comfortably that night because you were defending their freedom overseas.
Whether it was guilt over leaving comrades behind or reasons such as PTSD, many Vietnam veterans have stayed silent about their experiences all these years. Keynote speaker, retired U.S. Army Major General John Batiste, challenged Vietnam veterans to be proud of their service.
It's really important that you do it. Maybe write them down, maybe chronicle it, but for sure sit down and talk to your grandkids. You're building the next generation of Americans that are going to volunteer to serve, and we desperately need those great people.
Batiste thanked Vietnam veterans for welcoming home Iraq War Generation veterans, including himself, ensuring them a hero's welcome that the Vietnam generation did not get. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.